red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Words appear. A Netflix original documentary. A stream runs below a canopy of frozen white tree branches.
When I do the examination, I tell the parents that you are the ones who are suffering because of her condition. She is not suffering. Your child is laying here like Snow White because everything is so terrible around her that this is a way of protection. She is just waiting for the situation to be better. And then she has a chance to wake up and be a normal, lively person again.
As the frozen trees fade away, a title appears over black. Life Overtakes Me. A dark-haired girl lies motionless on a bed with her eyes closed. Words appear. Daria Dasha, age 7, unresponsive for 5 months. A small tube leading into one nostril is taped to her cheek. Subtitles appear.
We don't know how this happened. She was an athlete, went running, was active at school. We don't know how this happened.
Daria's mom shakes her head. Now the parents observe as a doctor in her 70s with a stethoscope leans over the comatose girl. Words appear. Annelies von Knorring, MD, child psychiatrist. Annelies.
There, if you can just put it on her stomach. Let's take a look. Put the whole thing there.
Daria's mother places an ice pack on her daughter's stomach as Annelies rechecks the girl's blood pressure.
Yeah?
Yes.
The doctor removes the ice pack and takes off the stethoscope.
No, this time the blood pressure didn't change with ice on her stomach. It did when I examined her last time. So she's a little more unconscious. That's usually how it is after lying down for a long time.
Daria's motionless hands and feet lie on top of the covers. Her chest rises and falls slowly with her breath. Words appear. In the last 15 years, hundreds of traumatized refugee children in Sweden have become afflicted with resignation syndrome. They withdraw from the world into a coma-like state, sometimes for years. The catatonic 7-year-old continues to breathe. Daria's father carries her limp body down some stairs. He places her down in a special needs stroller just inside the entrance of a building.
First, it starts with they don't talk. They just lie down, and then they start to eat less and less. Then they stop eating at all, and they stop drinking.
Daria's mother comes down and opens the door.
Most of the parents don't know anything about this. So they think that the child could die.
She holds the door open as Daria's father pushes the stroller through. The parents take their child for a walk in the fresh air, traveling through a park. Inside, a photograph of a baby Daria with her mother, father, and bespectacled older sister sits on a table next to a vase. Another photograph shows a smiling Daria in the recent past, wearing a stylish hat. Daria, in a long-sleeved shirt and diaper, lies comatose on the bed as her mother vigorously rubs her legs, then moves the girl's ankle through its range of motion. Now she pushes her daughter's leg upward, bending it at the knee, repeating the motion a few times. She flexes Daria's arm, exercising a bicep. Daria's father.
My partners and I had a business providing internet service.
Daria's parents sit in front of children's drawings.
People from the government security services came and asked me to shut down the internet.
So that people in the region wouldn't have access to information, so nobody would know what was happening in the capital.
Yes. The next year, they started coming to us with threats. They reminded us that we had not listened to them before and hadn't shut the internet down. We received threats for nearly half a year.
Bedside, Daria's father pulls a white liquid into a large syringe, then wipes it with a paper towel.
They took him away, took his documents. When I learned he was in the hospital, I went to see him. He was under surveillance, but it wasn't hard to get into the hospital. I just paid the guards to see him.
Daria's father pushes down on the feeding syringe.
He had been severely beaten. He had been tortured as well.
The liquid moves through the tubing into Daria's nostril.
Then we paid for a deal that would let him escape.
Daria's father continues feeding his daughter the liquid from the syringe.
He was hiding for a while at first.
Yes.
And then he fled to Sweden.
Tall, straight trees grow on a forest hillside. Daria's mother.
In the meantime, I was shadowed and followed. One day, after taking the children to school, I returned home, and they were waiting for me at the door. His partner's wife and I were tortured and beaten. They took me into the woods. And then one of them raped me. They said if our husbands didn't show up in 20 days, they would kill us all, our kids, our husbands, and us. We escaped to Sweden.
Countless trees with long trunks line up neatly on a grassy incline. Now Daria lies in bed on her stomach as her older bespectacled sister reads to her.
We have to look for the ghost, said Caesar. Can you see anyone, asked Caesar. Asta pressed her nose up against the glass. No ghost, she said. Asta went to help Caesar. They tugged at his legs, but the ground was holding him.
Daria's mother helps the sister read hand-drawn pages.
Happy birthday, Mo. Mona. Daria, 7 years old. Happy birthday, Daria, 7 years old.
Alessandro.
In a bedroom, Daria's father picks her up off the bed and places her limp body face down on a large exercise ball. Her mother gently presses down on the ball as her father keeps Daria balanced on it. Henry Asher, MD, pediatrician.
Some children are aware that the asylum process is going on and the future is uncertain. And we know that a long period of uncertainty after a trauma is very harmful.
Daria's father holds her in a standing position as her mother walks her daughter's feet with her hands.
Security is really the basis for rehabilitation after trauma.
Morning.
They walk her to the bed. Her father sits down with her on the bed. Outside, Daria's sister skips alongside the parents and the stroller.
We applied for refugee status in Sweden.
Refugee status, yes. We waited a year and a half.
The family continues down a path. Now, trees line the bank of a gently rippling lake.
Then we were notified that a decision had been made, and so we all went there.
They started to announce the decision, stating the reasons why we had to escape, the whole story. The children did not know all of this.
We hadn't told them.
We were keeping this from them, so they wouldn't know. The children started. The younger one started crying right away. They were able to understand Swedish by then. They understood before it was translated for us.
Over snowy ground, a hazy sky obscures the sun and trees. Words appear. The family's application for asylum was denied.
Then the problems with Dasha began.
Her teacher called me to come to school. She said my daughter was crying, saying she would be sent back and killed. All the kids in school were crying. The teacher didn't know what was going on.
Now, Daria lies in bed, covered in pink, blue, and yellow blankets.
Soon she was rejecting food, and then she stopped responding in general.
On a smartphone, Daria's mother flips through photos of her youngest daughter. The first shows Daria holding up a medal. Daria wears Halloween makeup.
Hello in school.
The family poses together. Daria wears a costume.
Elsa Princesa. Перший раз на лижах.
Outside, rain falls on bare trees. Words appear. Daria's family appeals the denial of asylum and again awaits a decision. In the rain, a tiny bird pecks at a single fruit hanging on an otherwise bare branch, then flies away. A large building and tree sit in the distance, beyond a dirt field with a cracked surface.
The children with resignation syndrome, they started to turn up around 2003, 4, 5. We were very surprised because this really didn't look like anything we had experienced before that.
Gellert Thomas, journalist.
There were rumors at the time, children are faking. They're just pretending to be sick. Or parents were poisoning the children. And these were rumors repeated by politicians. But it turned out that these rumors were what we would call fake news today. Propaganda from far-right activists. Every single test showed the same result. There was no outside manipulation whatsoever. We're talking about children who are really sick in a serious way.
A dark-haired boy sits in a shower with his eyes closed. His mother and father wash his hair. Words appear. Karin, age 12, unresponsive for 6 months. A feeding tube inserted into his nostril is taped to his cheek. Karin's mother.
He was a good student, very good at mathematics. Even the teachers at his school in Sweden told us that Karin was very good at mathematics. He liked school very much.
At a youth swim meet, Karin, in a white cap, freestyles quickly down his pool lane. Photographs show Karin wearing a swimming medal, bowling with his siblings, dressed as a clown, and fishing with other boys. Back at the swim meet, Karin comes in first in his event. Back in the shower, Karin's mother dries her afflicted son's hair. Karin's father wipes off his son's back as the mother towels off the seated boy's legs. In the kitchen, Karin's mother carefully pours liquid from a pouch into a glass while Karin's father blow dries his son's hair in a doorway. At a table, Karin's sister and little brother draw with paper and markers. Karin's sister cuts triangles from orange construction paper. On each triangle, the two children draw a web in one corner, a hanging spider, and a letter. While the family eats dinner, Karin's mom feeds him through a syringe. Words appear. Karin's family has a 13-month temporary residence permit. When it expires, they will have to reapply for asylum. Karin's father.
I was working in a restaurant, and on that day we had a lot of customers. Some of them were talking to each other, and I overheard them saying that they had killed some people. Then we understood that murders had been committed, and that these were the people who had been ordered to kill.
Now, Karin's father rubs his son's hands therapeutically, then works on an ankle.
On my way home, I had to pick up my son, Karin. I was with my friend who was taking us home in his car. On the way, we were stopped.
Karin's father finishes and puts on his son's slippers.
They cut our car off and stopped us.
Patchy grass lines an icy road.
When my friend got out of the car, they shot him. I got out of the car and managed to drag my son out, and we ran away. By the time we got to Sweden, my son was under a tremendous amount of stress. He was very upset and scared, constantly looking outside and seeing things.
A patch of dirt and grass lies down the middle of the icy roadway. Karin sits limp in a wheelchair, his eyes closed and his head propped up by a neck rest. His father and mother work together to put on his jacket. Outside, Karin's father wheels his son from a parking lot down a paved walkway. Words appear, Nadia Hatum, immigration attorney.
The children have seen a lot. And they come to Sweden, they go to school, they get friends, they speak Swedish perfectly. And all of a sudden, you need to go back. And I don't think children can manage that.
Karin's father wheels his son past a long red brick building, then stops outside a lighter colored one with a Swedish flag mounted by a window. He props open a door, then wheels his son backwards inside. A blanket covers Karin, who wears a knit hat with a skull design on it. Inside, a gray-haired woman helps Karin's mother feed her son, Elizabeth Hultkrantz, MD, PhD.
You want to see him swallow. Watch until he swallows.
Karin's mother holds her hand under his chin.
Don't hold him hard. Just a finger, gently. He hasn't swallowed yet. Now he's swallowed. Now you can take the next piece. Let's keep going. Ice cream may not be the healthiest, but it's something he can eat. Let's try again. Open his mouth. In goes the ice cream. There you go. Close his mouth. It didn't end up behind his teeth. I don't think... There, not too far forward. Let's see what he does. We'll wait and see.
Karin's mother holds her son's mouth closed with one finger under his chin. The women wait. The unconscious boy swallows.
There we go. Now he swallowed. You have to do this. You have to... This is what you have to do. Hello. He's almost looking at me. Talk to your mom. Hi there. That's good. Not too much, not too long.
Karin's mother gently opens her son's eyes, then delicately strokes his forehead. She wipes away tears from both of her cheeks. Hultkrantz rubs her shoulder, comforting her.
It'll be okay. It's so hard. Yes, it's hard, but you see, it's working. You can tell it's working. Try. Hello. Hi there. Say it every day. Try to squeeze my hand, Karin. You speak to him. Try to squeeze my hand. Karin, my sweet child, my darling. My handsome boy.
Karin's mother caresses her son's hand and cheek. An aerial view of tall snow-covered trees sprawling out to the horizon. Words appear. Carl Salin, MD, pediatrician.
The immigrants that developed the condition seem to come from certain parts of the world. They come from the Balkans and they come from former Soviet republics on the southern border of Russia, or they belong to certain ethnic minorities, which is rather difficult to explain. These children and their families have almost exclusively been subject to trauma, psychologically or physically, or both. And also they are facing the trauma of deportation.
Some automobiles and bicycles are nearly fully covered in snow. A dark-haired man pushes an unconscious young girl in a specialized stroller. Words appear. Layla, age 10, unresponsive for 7 months. A young boy walks alongside them.
This family, they are Yazidis. And the Yazidis have been second-class citizens in most countries where they live. They came from a small village with about 30 households.
Inside.
This village had one well, which was common for them all. So every day the mother went to get water. One day when the mother went to fetch water, four men came, and she was raped by all four of them. The mother's own father came and very loudly said that he had to kill his daughter because she had made his name dishonored.
In a room with a large bed, Layla lies on a cot, her eyes closed. Layla's father.
Our children have not seen a good life. They go to school, but we do not know how to survive in this country. It's all fear. The fear is in our bodies.
Now, Hultkranz leans over the girl, whose stomach is exposed. Layla's father sits on the bed. Layla's mother brings the doctor a pack of hot dogs, which she places on Layla's stomach. Hultkranz.
Yes, let's try this. Let's see here. Her blood pressure is normal. Her pulse is a little fast right now. I don't know if that's normal for her. I'll put this on her tummy to make it cold. Then we can see if her blood pressure and pulse respond. 109 over 68. Pulse is 96. I'm going to note this. Let's check. Let's remeasure it. I think if I put it on your belly, your blood pressure would just spike.
Layla's father.
Is her heart beating fast?
Sorry?
Is it beating fast?
Yes, it's beating fast, but it's not so unusual.
It's not good, right?
Yes, it's good, because it means she's reacting a little bit to what we're doing. Her pulse isn't high all the time. I think it's because I'm here.
Is it a problem?
No, don't be worried. And this is unchanged. So she was actually not reacting to this at all. She wasn't affected by it. There you go.
Hultkranz removes the cold pack of hot dogs from Layla's bare belly. At a dining table, Layla's brother and sister draw on paper with markers. Layla's sister.
I want my sister to get well. I have these toy gods. I always wake up and talk to the toy gods. I wake up and say, please make my sister better so we can go to school together like before.
Layla's sister sits in front of six figurines set upon a dressing table. The toy gods bow their heads, most holding their hands together in prayer. Now, Layla slowly breathes, her eyes closed. A feeding tube leading from her nostril is taped to her cheek. Her mother leans on the bed, slowly pushing down the plunger on a syringe.
My children are used to living here. Sweden is a great country for them. I just want my children to survive here.
Four identical school ID photos of a smiling, bright-eyed Layla are tacked to a wall. Layla's father unfolds a blanket over his catatonic daughter. Words appear. Layla's family has appealed their order of deportation and awaits a decision. A flowing river cuts a path through snow-covered ice. Words appear. Mikael Billing, psychologist.
We don't have any good explanation why there are more children with this kind of reaction in Sweden compared to other countries. We know of similar cases in other countries, but not so many. So far, we don't have any good explanation about why that's the case.
Cultural factors that are perhaps exclusive to Sweden may be important in developing this condition, and one such factor may be the insecurity that these families are subjected to as they are going through the asylum process. There are very many under-researched areas pertaining to this condition.
In a yard full of snow, a swing set and seesaw sit in front of a yellow building. Words appear, Daria Dasha, unresponsive for 8 months. Daria's father brushes her teeth with an electric toothbrush. Daria's mother wipes the unconscious girl's mouth. In another room, her sister draws with a green marker. Now Daria's parents sit next to each other. Daria's father.
Last week they called us, identified themselves, and said that a decision had been made in our case. They said we'd been granted residency in Sweden. A few days later, we received a letter in the mail.
In the mail.
Daria's mother.
Confirming that we really did get it.
That we got it.
Daria's mother smiles as her father tightens his lips. As Daria lies in bed, her eyes move beneath her shut eyelids.
Recovery comes mostly after that family feels secure. It doesn't come immediately. Usually, it takes several months before you can see that it's getting better.
Back with Daria's parents.
We read the decision to Dasha, told her everything was going to be good.
That everything will be okay, and that no one would kick us out now.
Daria's mother uses a spoon to feed her unresponsive daughter.
The recovery of these children is dependent on rebuilding hope. And it seems that the parents are the persons that are transmitting this hope. So it must be some kind of communication. The tone, the touch, the atmosphere in the room where the children can feel that their parents are more hopeful.
Such long hair. Like Rapunzel's, beautiful, all the way down your back.
Daria's mother brushes her hair. A light fog hangs over a valley. Houses stand on snow-covered ground near a body of water. Now, a lush forest lies on the other side of a lake as the wind blows reeds nearby. Karin's father carries a limp Karin through a doorway and sets him down in a specialized wheelchair. Words appear. Karin, unresponsive for 14 months. Karin's mother uses a glass to pour water into her unconscious son's mouth. Words appear. Karin can now swallow mashed food and liquids. She wipes his mouth. Now, Karin's father and two siblings swim near a dock. Karin's father.
I'm now working full time. I'm very happy about that, and I want to continue working.
Karin sits unresponsive in his wheelchair. Words appear. Karin's family's temporary residence permit will soon expire, and they will have to apply for asylum again. Fade to black. Words appear. Layla, unresponsive for 11 months. She lies on a cot with her eyes closed. and a feeding tube taped to her cheek.
The condition of the young Yazidi girl remains the same. But now her older sister is also showing signs of resignation syndrome.
In the dining area, Layla's older sister lies on a cot, her eyes moving behind shut lids.
I visited the family on the mother's birthday. She told me that on her last birthday, a year ago, both her daughters gave her flowers and kissed her. And now neither of them can do that.
Layla's mother kisses her and leaves the room. Two special needs strollers sit by a door. Words appear. Layla's family is still facing deportation. Sitting at a dining table, a bright-eyed Dasha eats alongside her older sister. Words appear. Daria, Dasha, 6 months later. Daria's mother.
Daria keeps getting better. She's back at school. She doesn't remember what happened to her. When she asks, Mom, was I sleeping? I tell her, yes, you were a sleeping princess. But now you are awake, and everything will be fine.
Riding a bike, the smiling Daria in pink stops as words appear. Daria spent over a year in resignation syndrome. At sunset, the building lights of a coastal city shine along a shoreline.
It's important to say that Sweden has admitted large numbers of refugees for many years. We come from a society that opens its doors.
A boat cruises towards the shore. Cut to black, words appear. Anti-immigrant sentiment has been growing in Sweden, and asylum policies have become more restrictive. There have been over 200 new cases of resignation syndrome in the last 3 years. The same withdrawal symptoms are now being reported among children in Australian refugee detention centers. Credits appear, produced, directed, and edited by John Haptis and Christine Samuelson. Executive producers, Lisa Kleiner-Chanoff and Bonnie Cohen. Camera, John Haptis. Sound, Christine Samuelson. Drone cinematography, Peter Ustlund, FSF. Credits roll. Words appear, and heartfelt thanks to the families who shared their stories for this film. Copyright, Stilo Films, 2019, all rights reserved. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture, including soundtrack, is prohibited and could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.